Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Following a 27% rise in complaints about dog fouling, Dublin City Council has today unveiled a new campaign to tackle this very old problem. But will it reach the minority of dog owners who still haven't gotten the memo? Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now by Dublin City Council's Litter Prevention Officer, Bernie Lillis, and also from Passage West in Cork by Independent Councillor and Tidy Towns Committee Member, Marcia Dalton. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. And can I tell you both, we already have a ton of texts in relation to this from our listeners who feel very strongly about the issue. I'll bring you some of those in just a moment. But Marcia, I might start with yourself, because I know this is a problem you've been tackling in person for years. Can you tell us how or have things changed during the lockdown?
So let me start from somewhere closer to the beginning, which will give you an explanation of why I'm involved in dog fouling in any way at all. Mm. I'm a member of my Tidy Towns Committee. So Passage West is a town of about 6,000 people. It is on the shores of Cork Harbour, so it's got some really nice riverside walks. It tends to be a bit of a destination for that kind of everyday walking, and people bring their dogs. So dog fouling was an ongoing problem, and Cork County Council has had a long time policy of not providing dog poo bins, as we call them, dog fouling bins more correctly. So through the Tidy Towns committee, we applied for grants over the course of 3 years, and each year in succession we provided a bin in a different place on the waterfront, and we became a 6 month contract for emptying. Now when the 6 months ran out, we carried on the emptying. And when I say we, I mean me. And my husband has in recent years kicked in. A big bag burst over me one day and he said, no more. And he took over since. So what we've seen during the lockdown, to come back to your original question, is that the number of times per week that we have to empty it has multiplied several fold. We used to, in the off season, do it once every 2 weeks. In the on season, we do it once a week, and it was reasonably under control unless something went wrong. Now my poor hubby is emptying it 3 times a week. We've 2 bins left, I should add. One has been converted to a litter bin because we couldn't keep up with it at all. But the other two he is now emptying 3 times a week. The volume of dog waste has gone up, but clearly the volume of it being collected and correctly disposed of has gone up. It's also full of coffee cups, and dog fouling bins typically have a relatively small volume, so they don't hold much except dog foul, and they can't deal with coffee cups. So that's what we're seeing over lockdown, typically.
Okay, well, Marcia, the people of Cork owe you quite a favour, running around the place in your spare time emptying dog poo bins. So the obviously, as you say, the bins are getting to overflowing, or they're getting full much more quickly. Are people leaving bags behind then in different places?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, sometimes if we miss a day, or if a coffee cup jams in the lid of the bin, it's one of those little envelope bins, you know. People tend to leave, not everybody, obviously, but some people leave the bags on the bin or beside the bin, and then it looks like a mess. So the voluntary effort that's trying to do good turns to bad, which is really unfortunate. Mm. And then on other occasions, you'll see people, not as much as we used to, but it's still prevalent, tossing the bag maybe onto the branch of a tree or hanging it off the railing along the waterfront. And they say there's no bin, you know, and truthfully, there may be no bin other than the dog poo bin, or the dog poo bin may be further away and they don't want to carry it. But unfortunately, you've gone from what was a biodegradable piece of matter to something which is wrapped in plastic and now no longer biodegradable. So, you know, there's really no answer for it other than to carry it to either where you can dispose of it in any bin, doesn't matter if it's a fouling bin or otherwise, or home.
Okay.
And that's the truth.
Okay, stay with us, Marcia. I'll turn to yourself, Bernie, because I know there's going to be a campaign from Dublin City Council in relation to this to tackle the problem, which would be very welcome if it works. What is it exactly you're planning to do?
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about our dog fouling campaign. Basically, what we have organised is a suite of outdoor and digital adverts. And we have a number of radio ads. I'm doing a number of radio interviews. And we are also going to install a number of audio devices throughout the city. We're also putting signage on our bins to say you can use this bin to dispose of your doggy bags.
Okay, so regular bins, regular bins that you see around the place.
Yes, because dog poo just goes into general waste. And the message that we want to get across to people is, obviously, when you're going out to walk your dog, bring a doggy bag with you or some means of disposal, and to bag it and to bin it. Don't be putting it on branches of trees or on walls or on footpaths. Put it into the bin.
And when you say loudspeakers or audio messages, how exactly will that work, and how frequently will people hear those messages? Where will they be?
Well, they will be in an area that we would describe as black spots throughout the city, and there will be an audio system in place which will obviously welcome people and dog walkers to that particular area. It will remind them that if they need to clean up after their dog, and to bag it and to bin it. So what we're hoping is, and I'm urging people, you know, to clean up after their dog, is that when they see the outdoor messages and when they hear the message as well, that, you know, they will finally understand and change their behaviour, because the behaviour at the moment is it's unhealthy, it's antisocial, it's very dangerous. You know, there are people who are using our public spaces, our footpaths, who are wheelchair users, who may be visually impaired. There are parents with buggies and, you know, who are walking along with little toddlers.
Yeah, Bernie, and I think I don't think you have to convince anyone really who has dealt with it about how unsavoury it is and how much we'd all like to fix it. But in terms of the reaction we're getting from people, I'll give you just one or two of the texts we've got in. It's all very well saying, take home your bag of dog poo. I have two dogs, says this person. I might have three or four bags of poo. I might want to continue my walk. Sometimes it's not practical to bring home the poo. What's the problem with providing bins for dog poo? That comes from Una. Another person says, put in more bins if you want to get rid of poo on the street. The bins in Bushy Park are always jammed full. Where are people supposed to put the bags of poo? And it goes on in that vein. Everyone is saying, give us more bins and we'll bin the dog poo. Is that maybe where the problem is, rather than having loudspeakers?
No, I think that the problem is that people need to take responsibility. If people have dogs, it's their responsibility to dispose of their dog poo appropriately. And there are bins provided. I'm not in the operations part of Dublin City Council that provide the dog bins. I'm here to talk about people, to remind them to clean up after their dog.
But Bernie, you're the litter prevention officer, and I suppose the question is there anywhere to put the litter? You know?
Yes, there are bins provided, and as the councillor mentioned earlier on, sometimes the bags are just left beside the bins. Mm. We have adequate bins provided for them, and if they would only put them into the bins, and that's why we now have to put signage on the bins to ensure people know they can put the bags into
Marcia,
the bins.
Just briefly then, I'll give the last word to you on this. What's your sense of it? You've been in the business for quite a while now. Is it that most people are willing to do the right thing, put their bin the poo, but there's no bins for them, or do you think some people are just trying to get away with it?
Well, actually, I think, good luck to Bernie, by the way. I really hope the campaign works or helps, even in some small way. I think people's behaviour has improved. And I may not be speaking what other people are speaking. I think there's just more people walking. And I have to say, now, completely anecdotally, and my own opinion in my own place, almost everybody I see walking a dog on a lead whose dog poos, I have three of them, so I'm with Una, you know, my dogs poo too, they're picking them up.
Okay.
And I think there are two ongoing issues. One is people who tend to open the back door or the front door and let the dog out for their own morning exercise. I think that's an issue.
Okay.
And that's happening. Certainly, I see that happening locally. Again, I'm speaking anecdotally from my own
place. Okay, and the second issue, briefly?
And the second issue is people not bringing the poo bags home. Thank you for picking it up. It's A1, bring it home.
All right. Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Marcia Dalton from Cork, and also Bernie Lillis from Dublin City Council. Thank you both very much. It is just gone 5 o'clock now.